This week on the Time Bat Show.
You know, I was questioning at first why the spam, why the hacker wouldn't just spam with your account until it got banned. But you know what? With a spam account, if you click on it, you can kind of look at their history and tell that it's a spam account. If they click on your account history, they'll see, oh, he posts about games, posts about music, looks like a real person. And then suddenly, wham.
And it's like, oh, they are a real person. They just really enjoyed this porn. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I am one of your hosts, Bat Snacks,
and
your other one.
Your other important host, Bat Snacks, and we are doing... I'm going to drum roll, and you're going to do it, okay? Ready? This okay. is...
Oh, this is episode 100 of the Time Bat Show. Hello, everybody. Good morning, afternoon, or night. Thank you for joining us today on this momentous occasion.
We've reached this milestone. It's a watershed moment in the history of our show, our humble program. We're so happy you could join us today. We're extremely excited for this
episode. Are we?
Why are you laughing?
I mean, before the show, we were both like, oh, I'm so tired today. Should we just postpone it again?
We have to put on the front for our adoring fans.
No, they deserve to know the truth.
I think we do have a little bit of episode 100 jitters, mm-hmm. where we're like, okay, this better be like one of the best shows we ever do. And
because it's important, yeah.
No, you're right. And in no way is it going to live up to any sort of expectation in that way.
No.
Like at all. It's probably, I'm just going to forewarn our audience, it's probably going to be one of our worst episodes of all time. So just getting that out there. Right now.
But thank you for joining us.
But it's going to be great, I promise. So what's... I mean, first off, before we get into any news, we've both talked about this before. We never thought we'd get this far
before.
You didn't, right?
No, I didn't think we'd get to 100.
So what was your, like, guess? We would, like... You know what we never did? We never talked about how we started. I don't think we started the show. Like, we never explained the impetus of this show.
You know, so I can say what I remember.
Yeah, let's tell our own version of the story. It'll be like a Rashomon kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I love that reference, dude. That movie rules. Okay. So here's my recollection of the events.
Okay.
So... I think it would have been like 3 years ago now. This was a year before we started the show.
Yeah.
I think, like, we weren't talking as much, and you, like, randomly got a hold of me one day, somehow. Like, yes. I think it was through some random internet site, too. I don't even remember which one. And you were like, hey, I want to do a podcast. Would you be interested in doing that? Uh-huh. And my answer was no. I have too much like social anxiety. Like you need to find someone else. Like I'm not good at talking. I feel like
I have a different recollection, but I want you to finish your whole story and then
I don't think my answer was like outright no, but I think it was like, are you sure?
I'm going to tell my own version of the story after you, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
And I think it took you some convincing for me. You were like, no, it'll be good. It'll be good. Like, I remember you having to convince me to even try it. And I know our first couple attempts at the show were not so good.
But once it started,
it actually worked pretty well, in my opinion.
I remember I was in a Whataburger at the time, and I was ordering lunch, and I think I was unemployed, and I was really bored. So I texted you, and I was like, hey, you want to do... Like, it was like one of the... Like the fifth time I asked you, I was like, hey, I've been thinking about it. I think we could do a podcast. This is, like, after I'd called you months ago. And then you were like, I remember I was eating a burger, And you texted me back. You're like, okay, let's do it. And I remember, like, eating a cheeseburger at Whataburger when that happened.
Okay.
But, okay, my recollection of how the show started is vastly different than yours, though.
Gosh.
Like, vastly different.
It truly is like a Rashomon type like, thing.
It's very different. Like, so this is what I remember. So I do remember 3 years ago calling you out of the blue, like, for no reason. But it wasn't about a podcast. It was just, I don't even remember why I did it, honestly. Like, so, like, we hadn't talked in a while, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I had seen you probably a couple years previous when I went to Florida to visit or something. But I hadn't talked to you in earnest in a while. And you were kind of hard to contact. Like, I think I lost your phone number or something. I don't really remember. And I think I might have had your email or something like that. And I probably emailed you, and you,
that's
like,
what it was.
Maybe responded, and then you gave me your, like, current number or something like that. And then I think later, like, a couple weeks later, I called you to, like, see how you were doing. Like, hey, how's it going? We haven't talked in a while. And you explained to me that you were like, oh, I'm good, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, I'm going, and I remember this. You said, I'm going to Evo this year. Or no, I just got back from Evo or something like that. Do you remember this conversation?
Did we go to SGDQ before Evo? Or
no, that was after. You went to Evo by yourself, and I remember talking to you about it. And I was like, oh, that would have been fun, like, going to Evo. I would want to do that one day. And you're like, yeah, it was fun, but it was, like, weird because I was alone. You remember you talked to me about this. And then you were like, and then in the back of my mind, the idea germinated, like, man, I want to go to Evo. So, like, I remember bothering you in the lead-up to the next Evo in the next year to be like, hey, we should go to Evo together or whatever. But you were like, oh, I don't want to go to Evo. It's really expensive, and Las Vegas is, like, bad or whatever, like, because you had already done it. And then you were like, oh, maybe we should go to SGDQ, which is Summer Games Done Quick.
Right.
And, again, we had been talking a little, but not, like, a whole lot. You know, we were really good friends in, like, middle school, high school, blah, blah, blah. And then we just kind of, like, didn't talk in a while. And then all of a sudden we're, like, kind of talking a little bit. And you're like, yeah, we can go to SGDQ. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. And so we plan this trip to SGDQ. And we, like, reconnect at SGDQ.
And it went really, really freaking well.
Really funny. Yeah. And the thing that I remember is, I don't remember if this was after or before SGDQ. I think it must have been after, but there was a point where we started playing Mafia together on a forum, like, at the same time. I think, actually, we started playing Mafia together, like, right before we went to SGDQ together.
I think that was part of the lead-up. Like, during that year, like, after I went to Evo, we both played Mafia, but on different sites.
Yeah, and then we, like,
so
then I got you to play on the site I'm on for a while. And then, like, during that, we were like, oh, let's go to SGDQ. So then we did. Mm-hmm. And sometime after SGDQ, we were like, oh, man, that was really fun. We should, like, hang out more, but, like, we can't because we're in different states. So what we're going to do is we're going to host our own Mafia game. Do you remember
that? That's right.
Yes.
I remember.
And this was the seedling that initiated this very podcast. Because during the Mafia game, and for those unfamiliar with Mafia, online game with a bunch of people where, like, a few people are, like, bad guys and few people are, and some people are good guys, and they have to, like, weed out the bad guys by just talking to each other.
It's like a role-playing kind of fantasy.
And we, like, moderated a game on this site together, and we had the most ridiculous, like, flavor text for the game that we could imagine because it was just crazy. And every other night, I want to say, during the game, we'd get on Skype together and we'd talk about how the players are doing and, like, kind of do, like, a debrief on, like, how everyone is, like, playing and all that stuff.
And we were writing the story of the game at the same time, too.
And at some point, we decided, hey, you know what? We should be recording these brainstorming sessions because they're really stupid and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I think we started doing that on, like, you know, the second to last day or something like that. And it was, like, really fun, and we had a really good time doing it. And I remember the last one was just a ridiculous amount of just stupid ideas for the game. And then we post that online, and people like really liked it. And yeah. then at some point, the idea popped into my head of like, hey, we should do a podcast together.
And you're right, yeah.
This is where our stories converge, because you were very hesitant at first. You were like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, no way. And it took me a while to convince you.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess eventually you cracked. And here we are.
And here we are at episode 100 of the show.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that, our stories diverge a lot. I don't know if mine is completely accurate. I do know you went to Evo. And I do know we went to SGDQ. But like the timeline is really fuzzy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It started with me calling you out of the blue like 3 years ago. And we like hadn't talked in like a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It's because we've gone through periods where we haven't talked for a while, like a couple times. Like, I've known you for maybe like 20 years, right?
Maybe, yeah, probably, yeah.
But there's always been like a period of like two or three when, you know, one of our lives gets really busy. Like yeah. during college, we didn't talk so much because everything was happening and stuff.
Right.
But then we'd like reconnect afterwards and like we would always get along really, really well.
Yeah.
Even after not talking for a while.
Yeah. But then like we would like reconnect for like a week when I'm visiting or something. And then it'd just be like, okay, well, I'll see you next time or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird. Like, I don't know why I called you those years ago. I really don't know why.
I just did. Well, I'm glad you did, because this is a cool thing we're doing. And now I text you, like, every single day, basically. I text you jokes, like, all kind of stupid crap that I think about.
It's so nice. It's nice. It's nice to have, like, a friend that I can reliably talk to whenever I want.
Yeah.
So, it's good. This is, like, it's like a lovey-dovey episode of the Time Bat Show.
Yeah, it's okay. I like it, man.
It's like, oh.
We're both like such that kind of person too. We're both so like sappy on the inside and like
it's true emotional. Though. Yeah. I'm always like outwardly, I'm like, oh, I'm like a rough, I'm like a nihilist on the outside. I pretend to be like really cynical about everything, but like inside, I'm just like, oh, it's like romantic. It's like, anyway, it's good. It's good. It's been a fun like 2 years, I guess. It's been.
I have a really funny anecdote from like our I don't really know the right word, but during SGDQ, I think the point at which the podcast idea probably really clicked was we were like really drunk. I got this nice whiskey and we were just drunk in the hotel room, not doing anything. And we had this conversation that I can't repeat on show because it was really, really like it could be construed as like offensive.
Yes.
And that, this is a family podcast.
Yes, it is a family TM podcast. But suffice to say, it was a hilarious, offensive conversation.
And I haven't laughed that hard since. And
it was
we were
a great
both...
idea. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I don't think I'll ever... I don't think it'll ever be topped in my life.
Oh, it probably will. We just have to get drunk in another hotel room.
I don't know. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And, like, the funny thing about it was, like, I thought I was drunk. I was like, oh, it's just funny because I'm really drunk. The next day, I woke up and I was like, that was amazing. Like, that was hilarious. Still is hilarious.
Anyway, that's when probably we both had confidence in the idea.
Like,
and this segues into our weird news story of the day for this episode.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Episode 100.
See how I did that?
And we're really good at segues now. Yeah, go ahead.
Our weird news story for today is reported by CBS Minnesota. Their headline reads, "More birds are getting drunk this year. Town advises residents."
Does it say anything about how the birds are getting drunk?
It says that the northeastern Minnesota town of Gilbert is alerting its residents that birds may be a bit more tipsy than normal this time of year.
Like, that implies that they're normally, like, slightly drunk. Like,
and it says because they're eating fermented berries.
Oh. How do they get fermented berries?
Police say the reason behind this is the fact that certain berries in the area have fermented earlier than usual because of an early frost.
Oh, so it's not humans' fault that they're getting drunk. It's nature. Nature,
no.
Natural... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, no, there's not, like, homeless people feeding the birds, like, wine.
That's kind of what I imagine, like, a bird feeder filled with, like, beer or something. Like a whiskey bird feeder, and then the bird comes up and, like, yeah, it's just what I needed. Yeah. It's like, warming. So this drunkenness is, like, natural selection, really, right? It's like nature is selecting these birds to get drunk, right?
And only the best, most... hardiest birds are going to survive. The rest will.
We're basically breeding out the birds that don't tolerate alcohol well.
Yes.
Right? And the birds that are going to survive are the ones that can tolerate alcohol. So, yeah. There you go. Do you ever wonder, like alcohol can kick people's asses, like, pretty good. You know, like, people become buffoons. So, like, in this day and age, being drunk is easier than it ever has been, right? It's like, you're out, you're drunk, you know, what do? Well, you can call an Uber, you can call a cab, you can just, like, we have social constructs in place to, like, help you out.
When you're drunk.
You know what I mean? But, like, 1,000 years ago, like, in the Middle Ages, like, people get drunk, and, like, what do? Like... they're in, like, a pub, you know, in the Middle Ages. They get drunk. The proprietor's like, this guy's drunk. I don't want him in my bar. He kicks him out. The guy just falls over to the street. And now he's out there in the middle of the town, just drunk. And no one's going to help him because it's the Middle Ages. Like, the plague's going around. People are just like, no, I'm not helping you. And there's no cabs. There's no Ubers. He's got to walk, like, miles to his house, and he's completely wasted, like... you think people just died when that happened? Like, you know, like...
I mean, like, what are you going to do? You have to find your way home.
Yeah. Like, hopefully there's, like, a good Samaritan out there that's like, okay, drunk Steve is drunk again. Let me take him back to the home. But, you know, you don't have a phone. You can't call anyone, you know? You can't order a taxi or anything. Like, you're stuck. Like, someone's got to see you and be like, oh, that guy needs help. I'll help him. You know?
Yeah, as far as maybe purchasing alcohol, too, I don't think, like, bottling and, you know, preserving alcohol was as easy in the Middle Ages. It was probably easier to get a keg of wine than, like, a bottle of wine, just because transporting small bottles is harder. Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, most people, if they want to get drunk, are probably doing it in public. As opposed to just sitting in their home drinking.
Yeah, because it's cheaper at the bar, you know, because they can get it. They don't have to buy a bottle. They're just, like, going and the bartender's filling the keg or filling their drink from the keg. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I hope you got a friend that's like, all right, you know, they're not designated driver, but they're designated, you know, walker back to your
carriage.
House.
Designated carriage.
Right. Something like that. I don't know. DC. But yeah, I don't know what people did back then. Plenty of people got drunk because we know from, like, art and history that being drunk is just as popular now as it's ever been, you know.
Yeah.
It's like it's always been a thing people do. And I just guess maybe the alcohol wasn't as strong back then, potentially.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe people got like buzzed, but they didn't get like blackout drunk that we do today.
I bet they did, though. Like,
yeah, I bet they did, too. But, like, I feel like today you're fine, because we got cops, you got your cell phone, you can text somebody, blah, 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 blah. Then it's like, you get blackout drunk, you get kicked to the curb. Like, what do? You die. Like, I don't know what else you can, like, do.
You sleep,
like,
on the street all night.
Like, think about it. Like, what if it's, like, really cold outside? You know, like, in Britain, it's, like, 20 degrees out, and you're just like, okay, I'm drunk, I don't know how to get home. I'm stumbling around, and then I just get frostbite and die. Like, I feel like that would have happened a lot. I just don't see any documentation for it, so I don't know. If you know, listeners, we'd love to hear from you. at timebatshow or timebatshow, contact at timebatshow.com. Speaking of our email,
have we, should we check it?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
You can continue talking about the drunk birds if there's more to that story than meets the eye, but.
It just says that, you know, it says the younger birds' livers cannot handle the fermented berries as well as the older birds. That makes sense. So,
oh, okay.
Police say there's no need to call law enforcement about the birds. It's okay.
Oh, they should my God. We what got happened? An email from someone 2 weeks ago that we did not... Holy shit.
What do you mean?
I'm so glad I checked our email. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Okay, so... this is like 2 months ago. We missed this email because I'm an idiot. August 17th, we were emailed by a user named Kadzar. Do you know who that is?
Probably. Who?
Kadzar.
I don't know who that is. That's not my mom.
No. So anyway, they're Kadzar. I'm not going to get his full email because...
Yeah, that wouldn't be right.
I don't want to do that. But that's what that says it's from. So Kadzar says... the title of the email is an interjection. I'm going to read this whole thing. And this is completely unplanned. I just literally saw this. He says, I'd just like to interject for a moment. What you're referencing to as Linux is, in fact, GNU Linux, or as I've recently taken to calling it, GNU plus Linux. Linux is not an operating system unto itself, but rather another free component of a fully functioning GNU system made useful by the GNU core libs, shell utilities, and vital system components compromising a full OS as defined by POSIX. It goes on. Many computer users run a modified version of the GNU system every day without realizing it. Through a peculiar turn of events, the version of GNU, which is widely used today, is often called Linux, and many of its users are not aware that it is basically the GNU system developed by the GNU project. Wow. There really is a Linux, and these people are using it, but it is just a part of the system they use. Linux is a kernel, the program in the system that allocates the machine's resources to the other programs that you run. The kernel is an essential part of an operating system, but useless by itself. It can only function in the context of a complete operating system. Linux is normally used in combination with the GNU operating system. The whole system is basically GNU with Linux added, or GNU/Linux. All the so-called Linux distributions are really distributions of GNU/Linux. And that's the end of the email. No hi, hello.
To call it GNU plus Linux.
Plus Linux. No hi, hello. No, I love your show. Nothing like that. No, like, sincerely, Kadzar. It's just three paragraphs of what Linux is. Thank you. I mean, I didn't know that. So yes. Thank you. I'm so sorry it's taken us a month and a half to get this email. We just do not check it that often. But obviously, this person actually watched the show or listened to the show enough to hear the part where we say, if you know anything about Linux, contact us at contact@timebatshow.com. So I don't know if I would call that our first fan email, but I'm just going to say that it is. I'm just going to pretend. For the purposes of our 100th episode, I think it counts. What do you think?
I think it counts. He didn't say anything negative about the show. He was just correcting us.
He was just telling us how Linux was working.
He seemed really engaged.
He did.
He or she. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah. They seemed very engaged with the show. Enough that they, corrected us on Linux. So, let's not... you're not on Linux right now. You're on GNU plus Linux.
Yes.
Let's just start saying... we should just start calling that what you're using right now GNU plus Linux. So
I will for the rest of my life.
Thank you, Kadzar. We'll try not to make that mistake anymore. We appreciate your email. We're kind of annoyed that you didn't, say hello and that you're a big fan of our podcast. But, that's fine. Thank you for listening either way. That was our first, that was really our first fan mail, I want to say, 100 episodes and we got our first fan mail. I think that's fitting.
I'm happy that of all the things we've said wrong on this podcast, that's the one.
Wouldn't it be that one, though? Like, we made, like, a big stink when on the Linux episode where, like, people are really into Linux, you know, yeah. like, for some reason. And we just basically, that point was basically just proven. Like, we've made so many mistakes about, like, animals and history and stuff. But, like, we say something about Linux that's wrong, it's like, whoa, no, that's not
hold up
fly.
There.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
So. Like, for example, remember when I thought catfish only had one taste bud? Do you remember that?
No one cared that you knew didn't know that. And I'm pretty sure we probably quoted some, like, historian, like, very wrong, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
No one's corrected us about that, but Linux, no, that's a serious business now. But, I mean, thank you, Kansar, for letting us know. That's important information, I feel like. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about the weird...
We were talking about drunk birds and stuff.
Birds. Speaking of, like, Linux and, like, that kind of thing, well, not really, but I was looking on Reddit today for, like, doing our show to do, like, questions and stuff, as I normally do, and I have a Reddit account from, like, years and years ago. I, like, hate Reddit now, but I used to be, like, into it, right? And, like, post and stuff on Reddit. So, like, I still have a Reddit account for some reason, I guess, so I can, like, upvote things and, like, save things occasionally when I go on there. And I was looking at it recently, and I recently stumbled upon, like a subreddit that I like, so I, like, posted a couple things in there, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago, right? And so, whenever you get a, like, whenever someone responds to something you posted on Reddit, you get a little notification in your, like, email. So, like, I got one recently, I go in, and I look at it, and it's just someone polite, you know, kindly telling me about something that, it was like a music thing, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's really cool, blah, 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 blah. And so, on that page, it shows you, like, everyone who's replied to you, like, in history.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, I wonder what I've, you know, what people have replied to. I haven't looked at Reddit in a while. So I'm scrolling through. And it's like, past 3 weeks, like, it's this music subreddit. And then past that, it's like some game stuff that I did that I talked about years ago. And then I get to one, and it's just this weird outlier, right? It's like, everything's stuff I posted and people respond to, except one thing. And it's my account posting some, like, porn link. Like, just... out of the, it's just one, though. Like, someone hacked into my account, posted one porn link, like, a year ago, and then stopped using my account. Like, they must, I don't know why, they just did. And, like, one person replied to it, like, with the word righteous.
God.
like, what the hell? So, like, I was, like, scrolling through this, I was like, this isn't work. I was like, this is messed up. I didn't click on the link. Obviously, it was just, like, the headline was, like, porn, or I was like, oh, God, this is bad. Because my Reddit name is Timasis, so people can, like, see what I posted on Reddit, and nothing is bad, except this one thing. So, like, if anyone gets a hold of my Reddit and is like, oh, I wonder what Timasis is into on Reddit, you know, they're, like, scrolling through, and they're like, oh, he's into music and video games, okay, cool. Whoa, like, what is, like, why is he, and it's not, like, me replying to a porn thing, it's me, like, being like, hey, guys, this porn really
check
awesome
this out. Oh, man. And, you know, all right, so I think the fact that it was just a one-off post, too, makes it look a lot worse for you. Do you know what I mean?
Why did you say that?
Because it's like,
it doesn't look like spam anymore. It looks like I just, like...
It looks like you were having...
like I'm a normal dude, but I just saw some really great... A really great video, and I, like, had to share it with everyone.
So great that you had to share it.
On my normal...
You know... I was questioning at first why the hacker wouldn't just spam with your account until it got banned. But you know what? With a spam account, if you click on it, you can kind of look at their history and tell that it's a spam account. If they click on your account history, they'll see, oh, he posts about games, posts about music, he looks like a real person. And then suddenly, wham.
And it's like, oh, they are a real person. They just really enjoyed this is porn and wanted to let Reddit know about it. Oh, God. Yeah, someone's trying to character assassinate me, I think.
All right. No. So this brings me to an interesting topic. And this is not something either of us do on social media that I can tell. But right. So you follow people on social media, right?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any friends on social media where they'll do something and then you can tell what they're kind of thinking in the moment?
Yeah.
Like their actions. So
give me an example.
So someone that normally posts about video games and politics all day.
Sure, sure, sure.
Suddenly likes a very risque picture.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can be like.
You can see that.
Yeah.
Because you see what people like.
Yeah. And it's like, I know what you were doing right then.
In that very moment. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't like things like that, like, because it's weird. But I don't know. It's some people post, and maybe I'm just being a prude, right? Like, maybe yeah. I am. But some people use social media to, like, share erotic things, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, in, like, a nonchalant way. Like, I can see if you are that kind of person. You have, like, your own alternate account for, like, doing that thing, right?
It's yeah.
Like, this is my erotic account that I don't tell anyone about. And it's anonymous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, they just do it on their, like, normal accounts. Like, hey, guys, I'm streaming Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess today. But and then another tweet is like, hey, guys, I did my taxes and I got a $400 return. And then the next post is like, check this hot, sexy fox lady out. And you're like, whoa. Like, where did this come from?
Oh, and you like, know when
I
it's
don't
worse?
It's on my timeline. But.
It's the worst when it's like at 2 a.m. and it's you can see what time they did it.
They're like, all right, at work, I'm tweeting about normal stuff. And then when it gets to 2 a.m., I'll start just really the dirty tweeting. Yeah, here we go. Oh, this is some good stuff. Got to share it with my followers. The weird thing is, like, some places, I mean, I don't know this because I don't partake, but I know that some sites that, you know, have things on them, you know, where, I don't need to say the word, but you know what I'm talking about. Like,
I know what you're talking
about. Websites with the purpose of people having a good time with themselves.
Yes.
Those websites have social media links now. They're like, hey, you watched this video.
Yeah, you share
like
that. It.
You like that? Share that sucker on Twitter. Share that sucker on Facebook. Like, tag your mom in this video. Like, yeah.
Ugh, gross. Whatever,
you know. You know what I mean? Though, like, it's weird.
No, they do.
It's like, why would anyone want to do that?
Unless people
you're, like,
do though.
Creeper that people like know. Like, okay, unless I'm on Facebook and I friended all these like biker dudes that are like, yeah, I like that kind of stuff, and then you share that, and they're like, great video. Steve, thanks for sharing, you know. Unless I'm friends with a lot of people like that, like, never ever gonna do that. Gonna share.
But. Yeah, that's how I would do it. Maybe we're just both prudes, but if you're gonna share that kind of stuff on your personal social media, you should make an alternate account for it.
Yeah,
like, this
it
is my sexy account.
Do it anonymously. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my sexy account, you know. And then, like, the people that you're, like, regular friends with, they don't have to know about your alternate weirdo sex life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is fine if you have it.
I don't want to know about other people's...
Yeah.
I don't want to know what people do to get their jollies off, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
yes.
want to know about that stuff at all. So, just leave it, you know? Like, you're mixing different parts of your life. And I don't want to know a certain aspect. But maybe I'm
yeah.
just being prudish. Maybe the new culture is to just be open with that. I don't know. Maybe I'm left behind or something. But.
I don't know. I think, yeah, the worst example of this I've come across is there's a fighting game player called Sonic Fox that I follow on Twitter. And he's into the furry community, which is
the
fine.
Furry stuff.
But sometimes at 2 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I just get something on my timeline that I really don't want to see.
It's like, oh, check out this fox lady.
Yeah.
Let me retweet this. And he, like, retweets it with a comment, like, hot stuff.
Yeah.
Retweet. And you're like, whoa, okay. Didn't need to know about that.
In a way, I kind of, in a weird way, I do kind of admire someone that can just do that. Like, just like not care.
They have
care.
The confidence to be like, yeah, if people, you know, if people are weirded out by that, screw them.
I'm just being myself. You guys can go away if you don't like
it. I do agree that, I mean, that is like confidence, and I am kind of, you know, I do respect that, I guess, but I don't know. At the same
still time, don't want to see it, but
at the same time, it's like, what if you're like interviewing for a job and like the job gets a hold of your Twitter, right? And they're scrolling and they're like, oh, this person's talking about movies and video games and music.
Yeah.
And then they're like, whoa, what is this thing?
Hello.
Like, hello. Like, that would look not great. I mean, maybe some jobs would be like, yeah, that's fine. I'm into that stuff too. But, like, I don't know. Maybe this is just me being behind culturally and not accepting the new paradigm of, yeah, people just talk about that shit openly. You know, cool. No big deal. Like, I don't know. I feel like culturally we're at a weird place.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, would you like to do some would you rather questions, or do we have any? Oh, we had another topic we wanted to.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
We were going to talk about riding the elevator today.
We were. I need to do a trivia though. So
okay. Oh, true.
Hold that thought. We're going to get to your elevator story right after this. Your trivia questions today are all in one category. They're all animal related, which is funny because our weird news story was also animal related. I'm going to give you your first one now, but you're going to need to choose a lifeline for this very first one.
Okay. I'm going to bring out the big guns for the first one and pick Monty Hall.
All right, bringing out the big guns. Okay. Your first question, and then I promise we'll get back to your elevator story. First question in trivia today is, what animal has the highest blood pressure? All right, what animal has the highest blood pressure? This is episode 100 trivia. Is it the goose, the giraffe, the hippo, or the human?
I was about to say jokingly, I bet it's me.
Well, you, I mean, you're a human, you'd count.
Yeah.
What animal has the highest blood pressure? Goose, giraffe, hippo, or human? And obviously, hippo is short for hippopotamus. I just didn't feel like typing it all up.
Okay. So I think birds would have high blood pressure because, and my logic, and it's probably going to sound really...
I want to hear this.
It's probably really, really wrong, and I hope we get a biologist emailing us telling me you're so stupid.
Okay. I want to hear. Okay, I'll wait.
So birds, I think they have high blood pressure because, for one, they're kind of like spastic. They, like, look around a lot, like, oh, wow, sure. What's that over there?
They're
what's
like
that?
Nervous. Sure.
Yeah, they have nervous personalities. Sure. And also, they have to be able to fly, so they have to have a light circulatory system so it doesn't bog them down. And I imagine, a lighter circulatory system would have to be higher pressure for some reason.
Like, you don't really know why. But
it weighs less.
Like, flying, you need high blood pressure to fly.
It makes sense, right?
Does it, though?
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. When you go up in an airplane, does the pressure drop or does it go up? I don't know. I never remember that.
It does one or the other.
So I could see it doing, you know, if birds have one extreme, when they go up, it's the other extreme. You know, that could kind of make sense, right?
Yeah, when you take coffee on an airplane, the bag becomes, like, more vacuum sealed. So that means the pressure drops, I think.
I like how you don't know. Anyway. So maybe if the pressure's dropping, birds need high blood pressure because when they go up, their blood pressure's going down because of the pressure outside.
Yeah, and they'll faint otherwise.
Right?
The
bird kind of makes sense.
The bird choice, though, is goose, and they don't do, like, they don't fly very high.
Now you gotta wonder, did I choose goose? Is like, because it's like the jokiest bird of all.
Yeah.
Or is that really the answer to the question?
Like, of all birds, the goose, really?
betcha. Yeah, because Goose is, like, obviously the most ridiculous of all the birds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's maybe not true, but when I think of, like, silly bird, the first thing that pops in my head is a goose.
Yeah. So,
you gotta wonder, like, did I choose that because it's goofy, or is it really the goose?
Okay, so what are my options? Goose, hippo.
Giraffe, hippo, human. I need to interject something really quick. Goose could be high blood pressure because they get really angry sometimes, you know?
Yeah, they do.
And they're like, meh, meh, at people, you know? Mm-hmm. They could just, you know, when you get mad, that's high blood. You have high blood. You get high blood pressure from that. So
here's another thought I'm having. Giraffes are really tall, so you have to have high pressure to pump the blood up their
big neck. Up their big neck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good logical thing too.
Probably more logical than
than the bird
than the bird logic.
And then you got hippo and human.
Okay, I'm gonna do Monty Hall, and I'm gonna lock in hippo.
Locking in hippo.
Yes.
All right, your answers are either giraffe or hippo.
Okay, I think it's a giraffe. Final answer.
Giraffe is correct. Good
yes.
job. Good logicking. I thought you were on the goose path for like. I thought you were going to definitely go down the goose path.
I was prepared to go down the goose path,
but you didn't. So good job. Yeah, it is because their neck is so tall that they need a lot of pressure to pump the blood up into their brain because their heart is like down below.
Yeah, so. That makes sense.
Boop boop boop. That was a fun fact. Speaking of pumping something up high. Areas, you know, moving one thing to a level higher than it started on.
Nice.
Like an elevator. You know.
I know what you mean,
Speaking of that.
I was riding the elevator at work this past week, and the thought occurred to me
How many floors do you ride?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, we mostly have it to carry heavy things up to the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was riding in this elevator, and the doors closed, and I thought, you know what? There's nothing stopping me from doing, like, literally anything until I reach the top. Like, no one can touch me.
There are no laws.
There are no laws in here.
So you, like, messaged me this thought that you had.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of got obsessed with it because I was like, wow, you're right. Like, you're in an elevator. Like, you're in a confined space. Like, there's no stopping you from doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the idea of, like, it's almost like international waters.
Yeah.
Like, of the world. Because you're, like, in between floors, right? So it's like, oh, if you're on a floor, then you're in the United States. But if you're in the middle of a floor, like, anything goes there. Like, you can do whatever you want.
They, I don't know who they is, but they must take you to the upper floor or the lower floor before you can be prosecuted for anything.
It's like while you're on the elevator, you can't get arrested because you're on the elevator.
They got to take you off first.
They got to take you off. So it's like you're in this gray area where no one can touch you on the elevator. You know, they can stop the elevator, but as long as you have a way to keep the elevator moving, you're fine. Everywhere else in the world, people can get you, but they have to, for the elevator, you have to wait for it to get to a floor and do it, you know?
And this is a really scary thought.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because someone could just murder you in the elevator.
That's true.
And they would get away with it until they reach the top.
Well, and even then they might get away with it because no one, like, you don't know when the murder took place. Like, there's a lot of, like, murder mystery things. Where it's like the elevator comes down to the first floor and there's like a dead body in it, right?
Yeah.
It's like that's in like everything. It's because someone killed someone on the elevator, went to another floor, got off, and then hit the button to go to the first floor with the dead body and went all the way down. Mm-hmm. And then like you have no idea who just killed that person because they were on the elevator. Because it's elevator law. There are no laws. It's international waters, you know?
Yeah, the other...
So like...
Yeah, the ahead. Other common situation that happens in shows and movies is you get stuck on the elevator... And then you have to find your way out of international waters using, like, very creative tactics.
Have you ever seen the movie Devil, I want to say? Is it called? Have you seen this movie?
I don't think so.
It's called Devil. Okay. It's really bad. But you would like it because it's really ridiculous. Yeah. But the premise, it's produced by M. Night Shyamalan. So the premise is these, like, five or six strangers are going... I think they're in an apartment, and it's like a really tall apartment. And they all get in the elevator on the first floor to go up. And on, like, the, I don't know, the, like, 66th floor, something, like, hellish, right? Like,
yeah, they get a scary stuck. Number.
Like, they get, like, stuck in between two floors of the elevator. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, and for some reason, the power goes out in the building or whatever, and they're, like, in the elevator. And they're, like, oh, this is scary. And then when the lights turn on, one of the people is dead. And you're like, oh, somebody here has murdered someone in the elevator. And so, but the elevator's stuck because the building power is, like, out. So it's, like, emergency power. So they can't, like, move the elevator. Like, the people that own the building can't move the elevator to, like, get him out.
Right.
So, like, the FBI gets involved somehow. And they go into, like, a command room. And they're, like, watching these people on the elevator. And all of a sudden, really creepy stuff starts happening. Like, they have a camera on the elevator that you can see the people, but it starts, like, flashing, and there's, like, ghostly demonic images appearing. And then as the movie goes on, like, people keep, like, dying one after another until, like, there's one person left. And that person, like, the concept is, like, that person is, like, possessed by the devil or something.
And it sounds like an amazing movie.
It's really bad, but, like, it reminded me of this thing because, like, they're in between floors and, like, the cops literally cannot do anything because they're on an elevator and there's, like, no way to, like, get them out. And they just have to wait for the elevator to, like, reactivate and go up to, like, a floor, and then they can finally, you know, get them or whatever. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So they're, like, powerless.
Yeah, it's... I was, like, taking this way too deep, too, and I was thinking about it, like, philosophically, when you get on the elevator, like, if you have an, even though it's a temporary space in between the bottom floor and the top floor, if you divide that space into enough little parts, it's technically unlimited, and it's, like, kind of going through an eternity of lawlessness.
Infinite. Yeah, that's true. Like, there's infinite micro floors in between the bottom and the top floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a cool movie. So, like, someone gets in an elevator, right? And, like, punch in the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the elevator goes up, and it just doesn't stop going up. Like, they've clearly reached the top floor, but, like, it just keeps going.
Oh, dude, here's what it does. Okay, so there's 66 floors, because that's the number you have to use.
Because it's, like, evil. Yeah.
After the first floor, the number goes to 33. And then it goes to halfway between that, and then halfway, and then halfway. It's like a limit definition. Yeah. And it, like,
it's like an asymptote or whatever.
Yeah, it approaches floor 66, you know, to infinity.
But never gets there. So it's like you're at 55 and a half floors. Or something.
Yeah, and eventually it would be like 55.99998, and
or
you would
59. Only be going 59.99999.
Yeah, and you would only be going up like 100 millionth of a decimal.
And
place.
The little readout would like just have decimal places on the end of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What is happening? Yeah. Why am I still in this elevator?" And like, there's no, you know, obviously no windows or anything, so they're just stuck, and no one knows they're in the elevator.
Yeah.
That'd be a creepy movie.
That sounds like a horrible nightmare. Like, the worst nightmare ever.
You're stuck in an elevator forever.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what time of day it is. Because it's dark. And you don't have a watch. And your phone runs out of batteries. So then you're just like...
There's no signal.
What do I do? Like, how do I... And the really creepy part is, like, you're not stuck. Like, it just keeps ascending. You know,
yeah.
You keep having the sensation of ascending. Wow. That's creepy, man. And then the end of the movie, it, like, feels like it comes to a stop, and then you know what it does?
What does it do?
It drops.
All the way back to zero.
All the way back down. And then it keeps going past zero. And it's like -1, -2, -3, and then it just infinitely, they're dropping forever now. Into hell.
It's like they got, the metaphor is that, oh, they got so close to heaven, but now they're going to hell because they were presented with an impossible decision.
That's the tagline of the movie. Oh, so close to heaven.
And I can take this to like a super dark place too. It's like they went crazy from being in the elevator for too long and they like committed suicide. And that's when they started going down.
damn. And, like, you don't realize that until, like, the end of the movie.
Yeah. And it's not, like, falling. It's not explicit, but it's, like, that's totally what happened.
Maybe the, like, the guy's head, like, starts bleeding. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why is he bleeding? And it's, like, because he actually killed himself.
Yeah. Or something like that. It's super dark.
Oh, they almost made it to heaven, but now they're falling
to hell.
To hell. Elevator to hell. I don't know what. I mean, that's a good name for me.
Elevator to hell is a cool name, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the hell elevator scenario. Yeah, elevator's just freaking weird, man. I don't know. Are you ready for your next trivia question?
Yes.
I guarantee you it's more lighthearted than an elevator to hell.
Okay.
You know what? Go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I'll choose 50-50.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, elevator to hell is like a metaphor for listening to our podcast.
How so?
I don't know. I just thought it would be a funny thing to say. This podcast is like an elevator to hell. We just keep going down, down,
down, down, down, down, down, down.
No, thank you very much for joining us today on this elevator to heaven, because it brings so much light to your life, right?
I mean, I don't know if I would go so far as elevator to heaven.
Elevator to purgatory, then. We'll call it that. If you enjoy our podcast, please tweet at us at TimeBatsHow or contact us at contact@timebatshow.com. That's an email, by the way. Your next trivia question is... where are the crickets' ears located? Crickets have ears. Where are they located? It's not in the ear region. That's not an answer. So the possibilities are they located on its buttocks, on its front legs, on its back legs, or in its mouth?
Okay.
Where are the crickets' ears
located? I hope it's not on its buttocks. That would just be cruel.
Well, it might be.
Why are they there? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. They're somewhere.
They're totally on the buttocks.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure I do. This is like the ultimate, like, because we get our trivia off of, like, bar trivia sites.
Yeah.
This is like the ultimate gotcha trivia question, like... did you know that Cricket's ears are actually on its buttocks?
Are you going to use your 50-50 or not?
Yeah, I'm going to use it. I have no idea.
Okay, it's either on its buttocks or on its front legs.
Great.
Now you get to decide if on its buttocks is too ridiculous of an answer or not.
Okay, front legs? That doesn't make sense. I've seen praying mantises do this thing where they wave their arms up like they're saying hello.
Yeah.
But that's not a grasshopper.
No, they're different.
Don't crickets make music with their buttocks, or is that a different part of the body?
I think they do that with their back legs, I want to say. They, like, rub them together. Mm-hmm. You know? Or is that a cricket? Oh, this is about crickets. But grasshoppers and crickets are pretty similar, right?
I think they both make noise.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Think they do it with their back legs? Maybe they do it with their front. I don't know.
I think you're thinking of just James and the Giant Peach where he plays the violin.
Hey,
I
think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I'm getting my, like, animal anatomy from James and the Giant Peach. That's how you know we're really professional on this show.
Front legs, yeah. Front legs doesn't really make sense to me, so I'm gonna have to go with buttocks. Final answer.
That's your okay. It is not buttocks.
Damn it!
It's the front legs. I can't believe I fooled you into thinking it was buttocks.
That doesn't make any sense. How does the ear signal get to the brain from its legs?
I don't know. How would it get there from its butt? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Great.
Why would it be in its butt? Like, Why would it be there?
I don't know. It's just maybe it...
Like I just turn around to listen to things.
It doesn't make any sense.
What if humans had their ears in the butt?
When you wanted to listen to music, you just like stick your ass in the air. I don't know.
How would that change human interaction if you had to like listen with your butt instead of your ears? Like when someone's having a conversation with you, you have to turn to them.
Yes.
I'm like
You would have to turn your buttocks at the other person and like look around while you're doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yep, I can hear you loud and clear.
Got it. The cheeks are open, ready to receive whatever you have to say. Oh, God. Do you want to get into some Reddit/would-you-rather questions?
Sure.
On this, our 100th episode of the show.
So, let's do some would-you-rather questions, I guess, first.
Let's go.
Okay, Would You Rather is a segment where we're going to answer questions generated by a robot.
That was my robot impression.
Would you rather be secret best friend or be a loner?
I would rather be a secret best friend, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I mean, the problem with that is no one would know you're best friend with anyone. But, I mean, who cares, right? It's like, you have a best friend, so it's cool.
Yeah. You know? I think that, because with a loner, people will, I mean, they're not going to think you have a best friend anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, secret best friend.
People will think you're a loner either way. But at least with a secret best friend, then you have a best friend, right? There's that.
Yeah. That's infinitely
better. Do you ever, like, think people feel like you're a loner when you're not? Like, I feel like people assume that I'm like a loner kind of guy. I don't know if you have a similar experience, but yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah, people definitely assume that about me. And they're correct.
But, like, and that's not necessarily true. Like, you're not, like, agoraphobic or anything. Like, I feel like some people assume I'm, like I don't like talking to people and I'm, like, shut in and I'm, like, a hermit kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not like that. And I've tried to figure it out over the years. And I think it has to do with my, like, resting expression. Like, I'm never, like, happy-looking, like, ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless I'm laughing. So, like, if someone's looking at me, I'm, like, I look very, like, neutral. Like, or even worse than, like, lower than, like, like, I don't want to talk to you. I hate humans, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, your thinking face is a very distinct frown.
Yeah, so I think people think I'm just, like, mad and annoyed and cynical all the time. And so they like, it's like, oh, there he is. He doesn't have any friends, but he likes it that way.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's just something I've noticed. So I've tried to improve that, like my demeanor, but I don't know. It's hard. It's ingrained.
Yeah. So. Would you rather an amazing bag of cheese or a knife?
Oh, man. I would rather an amazing bag of cheese.
Yeah, I think I would too. Cheese.
I don't know what kind of knife we're talking about, but I mean, cheese is really good.
So. Yeah, amazing cheese. Yeah,
amazing cheese is amazing. Cheese is such a unique food because there's so many kinds of cheese. It's impossible to have all of them.
What if the amazing bag of cheese had all the types of cheese?
Oh my God! Like the endless bag of cheese.
It would probably be gross. Actually, there are a lot of cheeses that don't go so well together.
They, like, smell and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, ruin the rest of the cheese. Have you ever had cheese that you thought was going to be really good, but it turned out to be really weird, and you, like, didn't want to eat anything anymore?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some of the smelly cheeses are just like, okay, I can't do this. This is too too weird for me. Or some of the other cheeses are, like, really watery and, like, goopy, you know?
I don't like the watery.
I can't handle that. But still, I would do bag of cheese still.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
No.
How about, would you rather be happy and dumb or terrible?
Well, I'm already terrible. So I guess happy and dumb. I don't know. I say that, but I don't really say that, you know?
Yeah, I think I would rather be terrible.
Yeah, me too. Like, my initial thought is, like, happy and dumb, happiness is great. But then when I'm given, like, let's say you have to go to, like, the government, right? And they're like, all right, are you ready to be happy and dumb? And you're like, okay. And then they're like, we're going to have to, like, inject something into your brain. And then you're, like, you're basically get, like, a, what do they call it?
Lobotomy.
Lobotomy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, like, right before that, I'd be like, I can't do this. And they're like, well, if you don't, it's like you're going to have a terrible life. And be like, okay, I can't do this, you know. So, like, I would get all ready for it, and then at the moment, I would be like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
You know.
That sounds like, yeah, that sounds like a really terrible, the process of becoming happy and dumb is, like, so much scarier than the process of becoming terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, granted, they could guarantee, like, oh, you won't remember the procedure at all. Like, you'll not, you'll have no knowledge of it.
Yeah.
But, like, me, I would feel there's this weird sensation where I'd feel like my old self would be mad at my new self for mm-hmm. going through with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you had all this knowledge and you threw it away to be happy. But, like, my old self wouldn't exist anymore because they lobotomized it. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's really, really bizarre.
Would you rather publish your diary or your phone?
Oof. I don't know. Like, I don't really have a diary. I mean, I used to, kind of. But if I did, I would rather publish my diary. Yeah. I don't know. That's hard. What would you rather do?
All right. So for me, personally, the phone is, like, a spectrum of positive and negative things about me.
Sure.
Diary is mostly bad stuff.
So you'd rather do the phone.
Probably
then phone. People look at it and be like, oh, this is cool, this is cool. Oh, that's weird, that's bad. Oh, this is good, this is good. So it's like a mix.
Yeah.
Diary's just like, oh, man, this is all.
Yeah, phone would be a mixture of like, yeah, this is good, good, wholesome, wholesome, yikes.
Like, whoa, that's weird. Diary would just be all like, oh.
Yeah, diary would be all yikes.
Yeah. I don't really use diary to do yikes, so.
I
probably pick that one.
Yeah. I don't keep a diary, but I have written them before, and when I have, they were not something anyone needs to see. Are you just,
like, ranting about things? Like, this is stupid, blah, 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 blah. Is it just that stuff?
It's more, I don't know. I can't actually go into it.
That's fine. Yeah. We'll talk about it off the air at some point.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Are you ready for your last trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. This is another animal trivia, so what lifeline would you like?
Okay. For the last one, on episode 100, I'll do 30-second info, please. Sure.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, there's some backstory to this one, because this is a fun question. So, in this particular area of the world, they have tried to eliminate rats completely from their area, okay?
Okay.
Insofar as they, like, have exterminators to, like, track them down, and they have almost no rats. But whenever they find a rat, they kill it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the only places in the planet that has, like, a very, very small rat population, almost to the degree of they're, like, not even there. So in this area, it's illegal to own a pet rat. And I want to know, what place am I talking about? Is it A, Missouri, B, Tokyo, C, Alberta, or D, Germany?
Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, Alberta, Canada. And Tokyo, the whole prefecture, not just the city. And Missouri, obviously, Missouri, USA.
Okay. It can't be Missouri.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just feel like it can't be anywhere in the United States, because you couldn't pass a law like that where people can't own a rat. Like, people would take up arms about that, all the rat lovers.
That's fair. The rat army.
Yeah. Germany seems a little too big to ban all the rats.
I mean, they could do it.
Like, maybe Munich could ban all the rats, but I don't know if, like, just Germany could.
The whole country of Germany, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be really weird. You know, if someone told me that rats were illegal in Germany, I might believe them.
Well, that's what this question is kind of asking you in a way.
I don't know if this is true, but growing up, people used to say that snakes were illegal in New Zealand. I don't know if that's true. Did you ever hear that?
I've heard of that, yeah. I don't see how, because there's probably like a million snakes in New Zealand. Like, it's next to Australia. Like, it's gonna have snakes, yeah. Right? Like, it's gotta have snakes.
That's prime snake location in the world.
You know what I just learned, which was another trivia question I was considering asking you? Ireland, like the island of Ireland,
yeah,
has no snakes. Like, they just don't have snakes. Like, they're the only place on the planet that they don't have snakes. They don't exist in Ireland. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Apparently, one of, like, the Franciscan friars in the 1500s, like, went on a campaign to murder every snake in Ireland. And it stuck, apparently. So.
Maybe it was Ireland I was thinking of then. I might have gotten them mixed up.
Anyway. Missouri, Tokyo, Alberta, Germany. Rats are banned here.
Okay, I think it's Tokyo, but I'm going to go ahead and use my info, please.
Okay. I will time you. You know, I'm going to give you a minute because info pleases.
Yeah, I'm not going to find it.
website. Yeah, well, I'm glad you at least admit it. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, go.
Okay, I'm just going to info please Tokyo and pray that just randomly.
I accidentally put on a 60 minute timer.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. You don't actually have 60 minutes. I mean, I actually did accidentally put on that timer.
There's no info please article on Tokyo.
What are you talking about?
It says Godzilla is the first thing that comes up.
How do you not have an article on Tokyo?
But you
one of the largest cities in the world.
Okay, let's just try Germany.
You have 23 seconds.
Okay.
Good luck.
Oh, great.
Are you doing Germany and then Control F rats or something like that?
Did you know that Hamburg is a city in Germany?
10 seconds. Okay. I did. That's where hamburgers invented. You have 10 seconds.
Okay, just I'm giving up. That was useless. I don't know why I even tried.
I love how there's no article from Tokyo. Why would they need that? Okay, it's illegal to own a pet rat, and they're actually just banned outright in what place? Missouri, Tokyo, Alberta, or Germany?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tokyo. Final answer.
Tokyo is incorrect. Damn. The correct answer is Alberta, Canada.
Nice.
The whole frickin' province of Alberta does not have any rats in it. Which is wild, because it's in the middle. So all the other states in Canada have rats that are trying to get into Alberta, and they're like, no, we can't have rats here. It's kind of a crazy story. You should look it up. In the 50s, they had like this whole rat scare where like rats were invading, and like they conditioned the population to be very afraid of rats. So
like... Yeah.
No, they're just banned.
You ban rats in the whole country? What? I would love to see that information campaign. Like...
They were only banned in Alberta, but they had a rat scare in Canada in the 50s, and Alberta like really cracked down on them.
Yeah.
And now there are no rats in Alberta.
Yeah, can you imagine like the propaganda you would have to create to like make people be afraid of rats though? Like you'd have to teach kids in school about like the rat deity that's going to like murder you at night or something.
Well, I saw they had some like propaganda posters with rats like eating like gnawing on people's fingers and stuff.
Yeah, know? That's what you would have to do.
It's like rats. So people are just frightened of rats and they just like kill them. So, yeah, it's wild. Anyway, what else we got going on? We got more.
We
probably should do some Reddits, or do you have more Would You Rathers, or what do you want to do?
Let's do some Reddits.
Let's go.
Okay. This question was asked by Shamat. Thank you, Shamat, for asking this question. He asks, "What is the smallest amount of money that would change your life?"
Ooh, that's a great question. What is the smallest amount of money that would change my life? What is the smallest amount of money that would change your life?
I think... A year of living expenses would change my life. So maybe,
Your salary.
Yeah. Not my salary, but like just enough to live for a year. So
it's like 30 grand, 40 grand, something.
Yeah, probably something around that would change it.
Would that really change your life that much, though? I mean, that's just like, oh, I'm going... Like, I would literally be like, okay, well, this is going in the savings.
That's exactly what I would do with it.
If that, like, didn't change my life at all, because I'd just be like, all right, that's in the savings now. Guess I'll keep working. And yeah. Then there you go.
I'm not quitting like, my job. I'd probably
buy some more extravagant things that year, you know?
I would buy, like, a nice sandwich. I wouldn't even buy, like... Like, nothing crazy.
You go to a deli, see, like, a $20 sandwich, you'd be like, yep, I can afford this. Let me do that.
That's all I would get.
So, like, your life wouldn't change then, is what you're saying. That's
true, yeah.
Like, your life would need to change significantly for this to matter.
Okay, so what's the amount of money where you would spend some of it and not put it all in savings is maybe a good question.
Oh, that's actually a really good question. My first thought is like $100,000, but I might just put all that in savings too.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be like, oh, well, now I don't have to say, like, now I don't have to be as stringent about saving money for a little while. Yeah. You know?
Now, if I want somewhere down the line, I can kind of be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$100,000 is about what you need
to start a business.
A small one. Yeah.
So, but yeah. Then you like put it in your back pocket and you're like, I'll put this in savings and maybe one day I'll start my own business or something.
Yeah, that's still not going to change my life though.
Because I wouldn't quit my job either because no. I'd be like, no, I'll just keep working. I think $500,000 would change my life. Because there I'd put that in savings and then I would... That's enough for me to live comfortably for a few, like a while.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I could potentially, not saying I would, I could potentially quit my job and either start a business or like start like a new, maybe like start some kind of, you could go down a different career path or you could just figure something out. Like you could alter your lifestyle because you basically have like 5 years before that money runs out if you spend it like a lot every year, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you could like potentially shake things up a lot with that kind of money.
Yeah. You know what I mean? With $500,000, I would feel comfortable quitting my job to research other opportunities full time.
Yeah, and then eventually get something.
Yes.
Right. Because then you have enough time. It's like, oh, if I don't get a job in a year, I'm not screwed. I have $500,000. You know what I mean? I have plenty of money. But then you'll know that, like, eventually I'll find something. And if I find something that's worse than what I have, hey, I have $500,000 in the bank account.
So, yeah.
You know? Yeah, $500,000 I think would be where I would go. Because $100,000 would just be like, oh, I'm putting that away, and now I have that for retirement, you know?
Yeah. My thought with $100,000 would literally be, okay, now if I want to start a small business, I can, but I'm not going to spend a dollar of that.
And if I don't, I have retirement money.
Yeah.
Otherwise. Yep. No, I agree with you. Okay, here's one I have.
Okay.
How late or early is it socially acceptable to call someone? This person says anytime earlier than 9 p.m. is fine.
That's not true.
Night. And any time after 9:15 a.m. is fine to call someone. So they're between 9 and 9, it sounds like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The 9 and 9 rule. What do you say?
I mean, I'm not going to call my boss at 8:30. Like, no way.
That's too late.
That's too late.
Yeah. What's the latest someone's ever called you on the phone? Like, that, like, wanted to talk to you. I'm not talking about, like, a robo-dial. Or like a solicitor or, you know, a guy with a wrong number. Like a real person called you and wanted to talk to you.
I've gotten drunk calls before that were pretty late. People that are just like, I'm drunk, I want to talk to somebody.
People that knew you though?
Okay. Yeah, people that knew me.
I don't think I ever have had a call that's like 11 o'clock and they're like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, it's 11 o'clock. I'm like, I don't think it's ever happened to me. Maybe it has... I bet it happened in college once or twice.
Yeah, it's been, like, basically just my sister and my cousin that have done that.
You know what I have, like, as, like, a weird, like, thing that I want to happen to me?
Hmm.
And this happens on like documentaries a lot, someone like researching someone and like being a detective, right? And they're like trying to crack some case, right? And they're sleeping, and then they get a phone call at like 1 a.m. and it's like an informant or like somebody, right?
Yeah.
And then they like, they roll out of bed, they put on a cup of coffee, and they like talk to this guy for like an hour or 2 hours, like in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know why, but that's like so cool to me. Because it's like it's the middle of the night. So neither party has really anywhere to be or anything like that. So you can just talk for as long as you need to.
Yeah.
And then you can just have this like really long conversation about whatever you want. I don't know, something about that's like cool to me.
Yeah, that reminds me, that reminds me of the movie The Mothman Prophecies. Like, mm-hmm. most of that movie is phone calls in the middle of the night.
Him on the phone. Yes. It's just him on the phone.
In the middle of the night.
Somebody else. Yes, in the middle of the night. But something about middle of the night phone calls, just like, I don't know, it excites me. It's like, that's so cool.
Like, you get out of bed like, in your bathrobe, and you go make a pot of coffee. Right?
It's like 1:30. Your wife, in this scenario, is like, what's wrong, honey? You're like, just go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep, honey.
Talking to some guy. It's like 1975.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Some guy wants like, to know about ghosts.
It's like it's not your cell phone. It's like one of those old, like, corded phones.
Yeah.
You like, grab it and, like, hold it with you. Some guy wants to know about your research on ghosts or something. And you, like, talk to him about it for, like, an hour and a half.
Gosh, that sounds so cool. Like,
you have, like, a notepad, you know, and you're just like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You compare notes about it. I don't know. That's just, it just sounds so cool. I want to be involved in a mystery, like, someday.
Oh,
where I
so
can get
do
a call
I.
from someone in, like, 1 a.m. Like, I want that. That's, like, the most, if you had to, like, ask me, like, what is your greatest aspiration in life? It's, like, I want to be involved in some kind of mystery where I'm doing, like, detective work and I get a phone call from some guy at 1 a.m. Like, I want that really badly.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing to say, but it's true.
Gosh, you know, and after he calls you, he at like towards the end of the conversation, it's like 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
He can say, "Okay, now meet me at the diner. I need to talk about this in person."
Yeah. Or meet me at the corner of something and something at 10 a.m. or something like that, right?
Yeah. And he's like, "Will that be a problem?" And then you're like, "No, I can make it there."
And you're like, I'll have to call in sick for work, but I got it. I got this.
Yeah, this is too important.
We need to find our own mystery to, like, solve together. And then we can, like, call each other in the middle of the night and be like, hey, I found a clue.
Like, it wouldn't be necessary to call in the middle of the night, but we would just do it because that's how we solve a mystery.
Like, we could have totally done it, like, 6 p.m. when we get off work. But, like, I would wait till, like, 1 o'clock to be like, hey, you up? All right, I got some new. Make a pot of coffee. I got some new information.
Okay, hear me out. I know we're at the end of the show, but just think of this as a stoner movie. So it's basically the same situation we're in right now. You live in Texas. I live in Florida. But what we do is, at night, we call each other and try to solve fake mysteries. Because we're, like, stoned or whatever. And it's like... we're looking at Google Maps and we're like, look, there's 5 McDonald's arranged in a pentagram pattern over on Park Street and 5th.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Like, one of us, like, charts it on, like, their big atlas in the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, I gotta go investigate. I'll call you tomorrow. And then I give you, like, my report.
In the middle of the night tomorrow. I love this. Now all we need is a mystery. We just need to find one.
Yeah.
We could do multiple ones. This is a good idea for, like, a movie or a book or something.
Yeah, it really is.
People that just, like, call each other in the middle of the night. It's like, all right, got the mystery. Yeah.
There's no real mystery. It's just, you know, living life. That's how you do it.
It's us, like, finding things on the internet that, like, kind of is a mystery. And they're like, let's figure this out together.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I really want to do one day is, like, go to the library and look at microfilm.
Yes. Like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the big machine's like, we don't have that digitally, but we have it in a microfilm. And you're like, cool. And you're like, and like you twist the thing, like zoom in.
Makes the noise.
Old news clippings or whatever.
You pay 20 cents to photocopy it.
Yep. And then I have an old voice recorder and I like take notes. And then I call you in the middle of the night. This is like, this is what I found out from the
microphone. The public library.
I want that so bad. If you have a real life mystery that you want solved, we're taking cases starting now. So please reach out to us, contact at timebetshow.com, or tweet at us at timebetshow. I think that was a good episode 100. What do you think?
It was good.
Well, that wasn't very...
No, sincerely, it was good.
This episode is sponsored by... Who's our sponsor?
This episode is sponsored by Arctic Zone Beverages.
When you're feeling like you need a good, crisp, refreshing chill...
Choose Arctic Zone. Arctic
Blast. Choose Arctic Zone. The best beverage known to man. Remember, when you're feeling kind of goofy...
take a while to watch some movies.
There you go. That has been episode 100 of the Time Bet Show. I can't believe we made it this far. I'm one of your hosts, Timeasis.
I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And thank you so much for listening. Have a great night and drive safe.
Good night.
Bye.